This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You mean Shireen Abu Aqla that
yes.
we were talking about it?
Yes.
Okay, Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. First of all, Shireen Abu Aqla is a Palestinian journalist. She was born in 1971, so she is on her 50s now, 51, something like this. She was an icon for Palestine, yeah, for Palestinian journalism. She was known for Palestinian journalism, and she was working for Al Jazeera for almost 20 years plus. All she was covering the Palestinian situation, and she was really struggling, and she was doing a fantastic job in terms of journalism. And they said that she was not married. Okay, she's 50, and she did not get married. She is from a Christian family, and she is a Christian as well. Even her janazah procession took place in the church after President Mahmoud Abbas offered tribunals to her and put the flowers etc. on her janazah, and then she had. A Christian janazah.
Did you see the janazah, Sheikh?
The
oppressors.
See, this is, first of all, she was killed by the occupation forces, the Israeli occupation forces. And it looks like, until now, that she was targeted by the occupation forces because she was wearing the press, shield. And she was wearing a helmet as well. And she was with some other journalists. But there is a special occupation forces. I think they call it Dafer or something like this. They targeted her in the head. That's why she died spontaneously. And they said even the bullet that went to her skull is from a special type that kills immediately. And they, of course... There was no terrorism around her to claim, as they are claiming now. She was just covering the occupation forces when they were attacking the camp of Jenin, or the small city of Jenin. She was covering that, and then they killed her. Of course, her colleague also had a shot, and then the other colleague had another shot. This shows to the whole world who Israel is. They are not just apartheid state. They are worse than apartheid state. They are terrorists. They are terrorists. And they don't want anyone to report what they are doing to the Palestinians. And what they did to her is just a small example of what they are doing to the Palestinians. And subhanAllah, we thank Allah Jalla Ala that they were exposed. Even these people, they don't care about human rights. They don't care about values. They don't have values. They don't have any mercy. They don't have sense of reason. Even today, they attacked the janazah, and everyone saw the janazah when it was attacked until the janazah fell down. Now, all nations, when it comes to death, they just humble themselves down. And there was this janazah going, I don't know what is it called in Christian, okay, but I'm using this word janazah because this is the term that is used in Arabic. She's, they use it for Christians, for Muslims. Anyway, her janazah was moving, and then the occupation forces started to attack them, and they were trying to defend themselves until the janazah fell down. Now, tell me, how on earth, can this happen? I was saying to some brothers, imagine if Shireen Abu Aqla or a journalist was killed by the Turkish forces. What will happen to Turkey? You will see the whole NATO, you will see the whole world. Not just, of course, now they are condemning it because they were put in a corner. But you will see the whole world maybe launching a military campaign against Turkey, and they will put sanction, etc. But nothing has done. And the occupation forces, they said that, we will do some investigation, etc. Anyway, this is now they are exposed. And we, as Muslims all over the world, we need to use that the exposure and how they were exposed in the favor of the Palestinians, not because they have rights. They are human beings to live. Yeah, so far they have been neglected. Their rights have been neglected. Their children are suffering. Their women are suffering. During Ramadan, they were suffering. During the Eid, they were suffering. But this is one of the incidents that should be shown to the whole world, and how they treat, as they say, journalism is protected by human rights and by United Nations, etc. This exposed this terrorist state. Yeah, there is also, another discussion about Shirin Abu Aqla and some Muslims. They say, oh, may Allah have rahmah on her. She is granted Jannah and all of this.
I was going to ask this, Sheikh. Yeah, subhanAllah. So yeah. How should we respond, Sheikh?
Yeah, all of this debate. No. See, she was a Christian. First of all, we respected her from day one. We knew what she was doing. And that's why we give really condolences to her family. We give condolences to the Palestinian community, because they were badly affected. I'm telling you, because of my Palestinian background, no Palestinian except was talking about her. Women, men, elderly, young people, Muslims, scholars, non-scholars, everyone felt that pain, because she was an innocent person that was killed while she is struggling against this occupation state, this terrorist state. I tweeted that we really lost her, but our loss has increased because we lost her before we offered Islam to her. Yeah, so she can join us in Jannah. And no need, brothers and sisters, to keep arguing about, is she in Jannah? No, Allah will have mercy on her, etc., etc. Because the Christians are not working for Jannah. Maybe they are doing for other reasons. And by the way, most likely that she was doing it from a humanitarian perspective. Yeah. And this is really thankful for her. She was not doing it in Jannah, so this is something, another discussion. She became an icon for the Palestinian resistance and for the Palestinian journalism. The matter of Jannah, we know it is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it clear, وَاللَّهِ لَا يَسْمَعُ بِي يَهُودِيٌ أَوْ نَصْرَانِي ثُمَّ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِمَا جِئْتُ بِهِ إِلَّا أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ النَّارِ. The Jannah will be entered by those who submit fully to Allah Jalla Ala, believe in the Akhirah, and believe in all of the prophets that Allah Jalla Ala has sent. Aman Rasulu bima unzila ilayhi wal mu'minun kullun amana billahi wa malaikati wa kutubi wa rusuli. So we have to believe in all prophets, and we have to believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam is the final prophet. This is Jannah made for those people. Of course, before the advent of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the believers who believed in their prophets, yes. But now the prophet of the entire humanity is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have to believe in him. We really feel sorry. I felt sorry. Really, I felt very bad, angry when she was killed. First of all, because of this injustice and this killing and murder that took place by those forces. And the second thing, I really felt sorry that she did not accept Islam. And anyway, condolences to her family, condolences to the Palestinians, condolences to everyone who liked her. And we hope that what she has done will contribute towards the liberation of Palestine and the liberation of the Palestinian people until they take their own rights. Arguing, well, is she in Jannah or not? The matter is clear, and we don't need to create a fight between ourselves while the matter is clear. And we do not need to deal with this matter in an emotional way, because she has done this and that. No, she is a shaheed and she will go to Jannah, and she is better than those scholars who are quiet and those who did not say the truth, etc. No need to go into extremes. No need to become emotional. And also, as she is Christian, no need to ignore what she has done. No need to deny that. No, we have to acknowledge what she has done. We send condolences to her family. We send condolences to the rest of the Palestinian the Palestinian community. And we ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to help the Palestinians in general. And by the way, brothers and sisters, I said to the brothers, yeah, and just a quick point. Allah Jalla wa Ala is more merciful. Please listen to this. Yeah, Allah Jalla wa Ala is more merciful to every single human being than ourselves. Yeah, and He is more just to any human being than ourselves. So let us not interfere in Allah's rights. We should not say, "Oh, yeah, is she going here and there?" But how? Allah is just. It is up to Allah. Allah told us certain things that people who go to Jannah have to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's it. Allah is more just than us. And maybe if there is something other than that, it is up to Allah's justice. We cannot interfere in that. And He is the most merciful. Don't worry about that. Allah will not deal with anyone. Allah will not deal with Shireen Abu Aqla unjustly. Allah will not deal with Shireen Abu Aqla without mercy. That's it. Jazakum Allahu khairan.
Thank you so much.
بالحب والوفاق حياتنا كريمة ينسى بها الإنسان حياته الكريمة ويفقد الإحسان